Hello, everyone.
Hi.
It's us, and we're back.
Yeah.
You sound like that cat.
I know. I love it.
Yeah. You want a treat? Yes. You want one? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Just that you want one is so funny, too. You want one.
You want one.
Why are you talking so sexy to a cat?
To a cat. Ew. Weirdo. You want a treat? Yes. You want one? Yes. You want one? Yes. That last yes is so funny.
So hysterical.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, you guys. Vines crack us up if you don't already know.
Yes, you guys need to get on Vine if you're not on there because it's so funny. And this is episode 82 of Catnaps and Cognac.
Welcome, welcome back.
Yes.
You are a return listener.
And if this is your first time listening, thank you for joining us. And we hope that you'll go back and check out the other 81 episodes. We are your hosts. I am Dee Dee.
And I'm Ariel.
And again, this is Catnaps and Cognac.
Yeah.
I cannot take it. And that's what she said. So, how are you, Ari?
I'm not too shabby. How are you?
I am doing well. So I was in Rite Aid yesterday, and I saw the cran burritos at Rite Aid, but I didn't get them because it was a 12-pack.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to try that one. That's the one that I haven't tried.
It's the only one you haven't tried.
Yeah, that's the only one I haven't tried. Actually, that's a lie. I haven't tried raspberry, and I'll never try that one because I don't like raspberry flavored stuff.
It's not bad. And I don't like raspberry either.
Ugh. I'll take your word for it.
Okay. You take my word for it.
Yeah, I just raspberry flavored stuff is always just so bitter to me. It just tastes artificial. Never tastes like the real fruit. Mm. I don't know.
I've never had a real raspberry, so I don't know what to tell you.
What? Not even like raspberry jam?
Uh-uh.
Oh man.
Raspberries scare me.
Raspberries are delicious. They're kind of weird, though, because it's a bit of a sensory overload because it has, like, the seeds in it. So it's kind of freaky. But they're delicious if you get, like
little ball bursts. Get out of here.
No, it's not like that. That's gross. But it is the first time I actually had the actual fruit, not in, like, jam form or confiture form. It was like, what is this? This is kind of weird because the seeds are inside the little bubbles. Mm-hmm. But they're good. They're delicious.
I will take your word for it.
Okay. What do you think the next flavor should be? I think we've had this conversation before.
But I don't know. Okay, so they have mango. Right. They have apple. Mm-hmm. They have cranberry. They have raspberry. They have strawberry. I think they need to have pomegranate?
Yeah. Pomegranate should be the next one. I agree. I think that has to be the next fruit. Yeah, yeah. I don't think I would drink any other fruit. Like, I wouldn't not drink a pineapple arita.
Ugh.
That sounds disgusting. Exactly.
I love mango margaritas, and they fucked that margarita up.
They sure did.
So gross.
That's nasty.
Like, get this Sunkist out of here.
Yeah, I think that's the next fruit and the last fruit that they need to do, because yeah. A bananarita would be gross.
Ew.
You're right. What other fruits are there?
Papayarita.
Oh, no, ma'am.
They might call it paprita.
Yuck! That sounds like a medical procedure.
I was actually surprised at the apple-rita.
I like the apple-rita.
I like the apple-rita too in the small cans, but I was surprised at it.
Surprised at it how?
Because I've never had an apple margarita before.
Oh.
Never heard of an apple margarita.
To me, that doesn't taste like, it doesn't taste like a margarita to me. It tastes more like cider. Because margaritas are, I mean, they have to have lime in them. And that does not have a bit of lime at all.
Wow. You wouldn't like this if it was like a pear rita.
Oh, a pear rita. There you go.
A pear.
That would be a good fruit. I forgot about pear.
Okay.
That would be a good one. A pear rita would be good.
I mean, just come out with pumpkin rita and get it.
Please. What are we waiting for?
This was your time to shine.
Come on with your apple arita. I mean, they're good, but why wouldn't you do a pumpkin rita?
Right. That's the first thing you need to do.
Today.
They missed their mark.
Totally.
You can't come out with anything pumpkin now. It's too late.
It is too late.
It has already started, like, right after Labor Day.
Yep.
So, you come out with anything now, it's just like, really, like, we're so over you.
I'm so over it.
You've had every pumpkin flavor known to man. We have pumpkin Oreos, we have pumpkin tofu, we had pumpkin hamburgers,
we have pumpkin everything. Pumpkin nachos.
Pumpkin nachos, pumpkin remote controls, like, we get it.
God, pumpkin boots, pumpkin everything. Like, you've totally missed your, you missed it. You missed
next,
the boat.
Next year,
definitely. Oh, man.
Perfect pumpkin arita.
What, why didn't they do that? Who is the person that's working at?
Who's in charge of the arita flavors?
Right. And why didn't they think of this already?
Listen, they could have been... Yo, pouring this shit into test tubes. They have their lab coats and goggles on. Like, we have not perfected it. And then they would, like, smash the test tube on the ground, like, and then slap someone, like, you didn't get the flavors right.
You didn't get it right. Like, somebody runs away crying.
Okay. Complaining about their boss, like, he just won't let me leave.
Why are we not in advertising? We're doing the wrong things.
I don't know, but I have a set of gloves ready for slapping. At any given moment.
Oh my God, can you imagine taking off your surgical gloves to like slap someone with them? Hilarious.
I'm in the wrong business. Anyway.
Totally are. Anywho, we're going to get into the show, peeps.
After all that. After our dream sequence.
Which we have very often.
Right, at least like once a day.
Definitely. All right, we're going to get into the rumor mill.
Yeah, what's going on in the rumor mill?
Woo, chow. So,
by the way.
Yeah, this is some hot tea. And so T.I. has a fake sister named Precious, and she's been overheard telling people that T.I. and Tiny are not together, and that T.I. has a new baby.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, indeed. So.
A fake sister?
A play sister.
Oh. They ain't gotta call a fake, though. They just play.
So, Funky Deneva is the one who broke this story, and he...
Oh, Funky Deneva.
Yeah, Funky Deneva. Yes, God.
My hair is lay like Shanika Zeta. Ah!
My hair is lay like a pumpkin spice latte. So, basically, he said, you have got to be real careful when you get to bumping your gums and telling other people's business. You just might be in the company of somebody who knows Miss Funky Deneva Ross. In this case, Precious was the person who was bumping their gums. So it's his cousin, actually. Precious is his cousin, but they act like brother and sister. And she was just running her mouth and saying that T.I. has a baby out there, and it's also been said that in the new season of what's they're called, Family Hustle,
yeah,
that this whole season that T.I. and Tiny have not filmed a scene together.
Wow!
Right.
Watch that trash ass though. So I don't know.
I don't know. I don't watch it either. But it looks like this family is hustling backwards. Ooh. Oh, honey, what do you think?
I mean, shoot, rappers have babies out of out of their outside their marriage mm-hmm. all the time, so that would not surprise me. And the fact that there's been so many issues within the past few months, like with Tiny, was she messing around with Floyd?
Right.
Whatever. I feel like T.I. talks too much for this to not be true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not a quiet person.
Right.
So, I just feel like people who were just, like, too wrapped up with spreading their business, writing on the Instagram comments here, on his daughter's Instagram comments, doing Vine videos, or I don't know what the hell is going on.
Right.
He just does too much, but in so many other areas, so I really feel like they're probably headed for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I'm inclined to believe that he does have a baby that was made outside, mm-hmm. you know, outside of the marriage. Like you said, he just talks way too much. And it's like, why are you being like that? What are you hiding? Why do you have so much to say? It's because you want to avert the attention from what's really going on. So, yeah. So, Funky Geneva says, ain't no need in taking two losses. For those of y'all that watch T.I. and The Family Hustle, have you noticed that we have not seen T.I. and Tiny appear together in one single scene? That is no coincidence.
Mm-hmm. See, and then like this whole thing where, you know, it's just so weird to me with the whole, I never got caught up in the Family Hustle thing, because it was weird to me that, like, this man is out here. He's got a freaking arsenal of guns in his house, but they're trying to spin it like he's a real family man. Like,
right.
Like, that was just never cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll watch a few episodes here and there, but I was never like, oh my gosh, you know, I have a family house, blah, blah, blah. Because, I don't know, it was just weird.
I agree.
But, and then to even have them, like, revamp their whole, you know, their opening credits where they're, like, dancing like the Cosby Show. Like, nah, bro, like, that's too much. Like,
did they really?
Yeah, girl.
Oh, like, God. See, that's how much I don't watch the show. I didn't even know that.
Yes. It is just way too much. Like, y'all are really trying to push this, like, whole, we're wholesome and we're this and we're that. Uh-uh.
Not today.
Just stop.
Not today. Because, first of all, you was getting arrested because you had, you know, a fucking army of gun, like a gun, you know, like you were about to go to war in Fallujah.
Right. You're in jail.
Right. Prison. And then you over here making Vine videos, you know, because you fought Floyd Mayweather. Like, what? No. You are, Family Hustle my ass.
Right.
Get out of here. Where they at, though? Right. Right.
Not okay. Only that, like, him with these wearing these glasses all like Chris Brown when he was on Larry King, like,
right,
stop. I just don't like the gimmicks.
Me either. I'm not a fan.
The gimmicks.
I am not a fan. Like, it's cool that your publicist tried to do that for you, and it actually did work on some of the people who are not as inquisitive as we are or as analytical as we are, but
yeah.
Definitely not gonna work on us. You tried it. You really tried it.
You definitely did.
So I can't wait to see if these rumors to be confirmed. Cause you know what, there's not a rumor that I have heard that, you know, a couple of months later it didn't get proven to be true.
You right.
Almost every single time, the only rumor that has for me that didn't get proven true was the whole Jada Pinkett having an affair with Mark Anthony.
That we know of.
Right. That's the only one that I know that didn't get proven true. I don't know if it was or wasn't true, but it wasn't like, okay, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett broke up and now she's with Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
That. But every other rumor I have heard about a celebrity, it always, you know, months later, oh, yep, there was trouble in paradise when that rumor was out.
Just like how, you know, Future and Sierra, they're not together.
Right.
And, you know, they broke up.
Right. Exactly. It always happens. And I don't think that's, I really, if a rumor could really break up your relationship, it wasn't that strong in the first place. So, I'm always thinking that the rumor was true in the first place. It wasn't that the rumor made it happen. It was already happening, and then we heard the rumor. Anywho, woo.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good. Some good, delicious hot tea. Hot tea. Moving on to current events.
Yeah, moving on.
So what's going on?
Well, if you bought Red Bull within the past 12 years, you can claim a $10 cash refund.
Wow.
They have a two class action lawsuits. And in one of them, they actually agreed to pay out $13 million because their slogan, Red Bull gives you wings, is not true. People actually sued over that.
Wow.
They are giving $10 back to customers in the United States. And you just fill out a claim online and you can get that $10.
So, were people expecting wings to grow out of their bodies?
I honestly do not know. But, I mean, you know how people just take things and they run with it.
This is hideous. This is ridiculous that they have to pay $13 million out because of their slogan, Red Bull gives you wings. Like, I didn't think that Red Bull was really going to give me wings that was going to grow out of my back and I could fly like a bird. Get out of here, Icarus. What are you talking about?
Icarus.
This is so dumb.
So in one of the lawsuits, a consumer who has been drinking the product for years wrote that they experienced no increase in performance concentration of reaction speed. Such deceptive conduct and practices mean that Red Bull's advertising and marketing is not just puffery, but it is instead deceptive and fraudulent and it is therefore actionable.
Huh.
Even though there is a lack of genuine scientific support for a claim that Red Bull branded energy drinks provide any more benefit to a consumer than a cup of coffee, the Red Bull defendants persistently and pervasively market their products as a superior source of energy worth of a premium price over a cup of coffee or other sources of caffeine. That's what their lawsuit says.
Well, maybe not for other people. I know for me, Red Bull definitely it made my body feel different than coffee would. I remember when Red Bull first came out, this was when I was in college and they were or when Red Bull was first being introduced to South Florida and they gave us free cans of that shit. Girl, I could feel my cells jumping in my body. I was just like, oh my, I was so wired and wired to the point where I couldn't even concentrate because I was freaking out because I just felt so jumpy and so jittery. And then I had a crazy crash. Like, I was almost crawling to my dorm room because I this wave of tired just came over my body. And you know how I am when I need to sleep. Like, I have to go to sleep. There's nothing I can do. My body's like, look, I don't care where you are. You're going to sleep right now. It shuts down like a computer. And I was crawling to my dorm room. When I crashed from off of it, I was like, oh my God. Like, I hopped right into that bed and just fell asleep.
Wow.
Yeah, immediately. Like, I don't even, just open the door, get into my bed, went straight to sleep. I was so tired.
So, Red Bull gave you roofie.
Right, seriously. Red Bull gave me speed. I mean, shit, what? It was crazy. And so, that's why I've never liked Red Bull. And plus, I don't really like the taste of it anyway. Mm-hmm. It tastes weird.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't really like the taste of it.
It tastes like grapefruit
bubblegum.
It's weird.
It has a bubblegummy flavor and it's kind of bitter. Yeah, I would say that. Grapefruit bubblegum. That's a great description. Thanks. For the flavor. That's perfect. You know, taste is always so hard to describe to someone. It tastes like la la la. It's always so hard for someone who's never really tasted it.
Right.
But for you to say that, that's perfect. It's a perfect description.
I had two sips of it and I was ugh. I couldn't even finish the can. I was over it. I was like, I don't like bubblegum flavors. And this is weird with this whole grit. It smells. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. So, but for these people who are saying that it didn't give them wings, maybe their bodies have built, like, some kind of, like, tolerance to it. If you've been drinking coffee all the time, like, your body's just like, okay, this is just like, you know, drinking water at this point. So, maybe that's, like, I wonder if Red Bull ever thought about looking into that. I'm sure it probably costs more money to conduct tests to see if these people have built some kind of tolerance to caffeine or whatever. But I feel like that's the case. If they're drinking that much fucking Red Bull, your body probably just, you know, it's gotten used to it. And so now you need to up the ante.
Yeah.
And
how do you up the ante from Red Bull? Cocaine?
Ooh, I guess. I guess. Get some cocaine or get some speed or LSD or some shit. I don't know. Oh, man. Well, are you going to get your
$10? I'll think about it. Are you?
No. Red Bull worked just fine for me. So I don't need I don't need the $10 back. And I wasn't expecting it to give me wings. Red Bull gives you wings.
Right. Oh, you sounded just like him.
Yeah. Those commercials used to crack me up.
That's so ridiculous. What did you learn, or what did you
for current events. So, yeah. So there are some restaurants now that are adopting a new no tipping policy. Imagine that there's no tipping. By getting rid of gratuities, few restaurants believe they'll make life easier for customers while providing a more stable income to servers. It eliminates the pressure on the guests to worry about paying our staff, says Brian Oliveira, chef at Girard, a French-style restaurant opening in Philadelphia in a few weeks, that intends to offer its staff up to $13 an hour in salary, plus health benefits, but with no tips. Successful ideas in the restaurant business always get copied. Oliveira said he and his partners were inspired by the handful of no-tipping experiments happening at a handful of restaurants in California, Texas, and New York. Those restaurants say employees are more satisfied and that service has actually improved. Moving away from tipping may never spread industry-wide, but it's a model that may help answer some complaints about poor salaries. Packhouse, a no-tip meat emporium that opened in Newport, Kentucky, in January pays servers $10 an hour and gives them the chance to earn 20% of their total sales per shift if they hit certain targets, whichever is higher. Servers bring home the bigger amounts most days. If it's dead all day, they don't walk out making $9, says Kurt Stevens, Packhouse's general manager. Not all servers will be better off under this type of arrangement, but the lack of tipping makes for easier accounting for customers and the business itself. Menu prices might read a bit higher, but diners will know that what they'll end up paying at the meal's end, probably no more than they would have at an equivalent place where they tip. And lack of tips simplifies compliance for restaurants obligated to make up for difference between servers' base pay and standard minimum wage if they don't make enough in tips. Currently, the federal minimum wage for tipped workers is $2.13 an hour, although that baseline is higher in a majority of states. Tipping creates winners and losers. The people who bring you your steaks at high-end restaurants are probably doing quite well off tips, but many restaurant workers can't count on bringing home big bucks, especially after slow shifts or on off days. A recent study from the labor-backed Economic Policy Institute found that 70% of restaurant workers live in poverty. Wow. I'm very aware that some establishments, people would do far better under the existing tipping model, says Bill Perry, who is about to open Public Option, a no-tipping pub in Washington, D.C. In our category, which is much more neighborhood-oriented, we're concerned that the variability of tips may not produce good income. This is an idea still very much in the making. Girard and Public Option aren't even open yet, with only a few other restaurants around the country having made the move away from tipping. It's not at all clear that this will be a successful alternative. But the increasing pressure on restaurants to pay their employees more, from fast food workers to waiters hustling for tips, is one reason outlets should consider the tip-free approach, says Dennis Lombardi, a restaurant consultant based in Columbus, Ohio. What do you think about that?
I've heard of other restaurants doing the whole, like, no tipping thing. I personally like the idea, because I feel like, listen, if you go to a restaurant or you want to go to a restaurant and you see their menu, like, on the window, and you're cool with the prices, and they factored in, like, the tip into the actual prices of the food, because you have to make your prices higher for your menu
right.
in order to pay them a living wage. And right. if you're cool with that, then it's, like, fine. Because I personally get, I don't like going to restaurants if you're with a big party, you have gratuity included, and then your server was whack, but you have to give them, like, this big fat tip just because of what you ordered, and, like, I'm not a big fan of that.
Right.
I'm also not cool with people paying, because I clicked on this list of places that their minimum is $2.13, and it's actually a lot of states, like Alabama and Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, like, this New Jersey, this is insane.
Yeah.
$2.13, and it's, like, I don't want to have to feel that, like, I need to tip them better just because they're not making a good wage. I'm tipping them based off of what I ordered.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's, like, I feel like if you can factor that into your prices in your menu and pay this person a living wage and give them benefits, I'm totally cool with that.
Right. My roommate, she's from Australia, and she's like, waiters, you know, they get paid $24 an hour.
Yeah, I think we're one of the only countries where people do tip their servers.
Yeah, and so, you know, a lot of times, servers will get upset when foreigners come here, but that's because in their country, they don't have to tip their servers because the servers get paid sometimes more money than they do.
Right.
Yeah, so if you're making $24 an hour, you don't need a tip. Mm-hmm. I think it would be great if we could, bring that practice over here. And yeah, fine. If my food has to be a little bit more expensive, that's okay. But I, like you said, when you go in and you have, like, this big group and you have a shitty server, but they still get this 20% gratuity just because there were 8 people there, like, that's not fair.
It's not fair, and it's definitely not fair when, number one, like, you go to certain restaurants and their menu is already expensive.
Right.
And then you already have to pay this 18% to 20% gratuity that's automatically included, and then your service is shitty. It's like, you don't deserve that.
Right.
In my opinion.
Yeah, that's so sucky. Like,
so, I don't know. Everyone deserves a living wage. Like, just give people a living wage if you decide to come up with a business. Like, what's so wrong about that?
Right. Yeah. Oh, and it's funny. In the article, it says restaurant workers are professionals and in other countries are paid like professionals, $18 to $20 an hour. And that's decent money.
Yeah.
$18 an hour is very good money.
Definitely. I'm not turning that down.
Okay. So, yeah, I wish they would, I wish the work ethic here was just different, period. I wish we were more family oriented, and I wish we did pay people living wages, and that's the thing, because we're not family oriented, that's why we don't care, about paying them living wages, because we don't care about your family. We don't care about you or your family.
Shit is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
And I think this is what's so good about, like, startup companies nowadays, where you have people who are, like, fed up with the fact that, oh, I wasn't able to do this with my family, or I was doing too much work for this amount of money.
Right.
So when they start their own companies, it's like, you remember that stuff and you make sure that your work culture doesn't reflect that.
Definitely, definitely. I do like that as well. Well, more power to you, no-tipping restaurants. And I actually want to find some of these ones that are in New York and go to one and see how the service is and see, you know, what the prices are like.
Yeah, I heard of one in California, and it was, like, some sushi or some Japanese restaurant or whatever, and, like, people seem to love it. So, I mean, I'm sure it's definitely a better dining experience.
Yeah.
Especially, like, if you're eating and the services is great, but you don't have to worry about the tip. Like, and if you choose to leave an additional tip if you want to.
Right.
No, that's on you.
Yeah. I like this. More power to you. And I hope it all works out for these restaurants that have not opened yet. But I hope it works out for them. Because the restaurant business is a very volatile business.
Mm-hmm.
And They come and go just like that. So even the fact that they're just opening up, not even with the whole not tipping thing, but just them being new restaurants that have not opened yet, is a challenge within itself. And then to have the whole no tipping policy, that's another challenge that they have to, you know, overcome. So I hope they make it.
Yeah.
All right.
Like this.
Yeah. Moving on to today, I learned.
What did you learn?
Well, okay. So I never knew this. But I learned a fun fact that UPS trucks, the drivers, they never make left turns.
Wow.
Yeah, no left turns. So when they're dropping off their packages, the person who does the routes always makes the routes where they would only make right turns.
Do they only drive on the right side? Like, in their cars? Like, is their wheel on the right side?
No, their wheel is on the left, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's on the left. But they don't make right turns, and this is why. Engineers map out every route and provide right turn only directions to drivers. This seemingly silly strategy has paid off. UPS's routing software shaved 20.4 million miles off of their routes last year while delivering 350,000 more packages. It also diminished CO2 emissions by 20,000 metric tons. Don't believe it? Mythbusters tried it out. The show had drivers take the same route, only some made right turns while others turned left. The results were similar. Why does this work? A few reasons. Turning right decreases safety hazards and delays. If a driver is stuck waiting for traffic to pass with a left blinker on, it's going to set them back. Jutting out into traffic is also a good way to get sideswiped, especially when driving a big truck. And so basically, the reason why they don't do it is to save time. And also, it's a safety reason. And, you know, when you're making a left turn, you have to wait for the light. You can't just turn, you know, left turns are always with the light. You can't just, like, you know, go straight and then make a turn. Or you have to wait until all the cars pass and then there's a free turn for you. However, in the state or in the city of New York, so that includes Manhattan, Brooklyn, Staten Island, Queens, and the Bronx, this is the only place where where left turns are allowed because you can't turn on right on red in the city.
Right.
So it's only in New York City, and I think maybe one or a couple other places, but for the majority, no left turns for UPS. And I think that's smart because, like, down in South Florida, you can turn right on red, and so now you don't have to wait for a light revolution, or you don't have to wait for all these cars to come by for you to make a left turn. And so you're using less gas, you're driving less, and you're minimizing your carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's pretty cool.
That's interesting. When I first thought of only taking right turns, though, was driving in a square.
Yeah. Right.
But I mean, if they can do it and reduce the amount of time that they're spending on the road and all that other kind of stuff and the carbon footprint, the delays, then sure, I'm for it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. I never knew that about UPS. And thank you, Comcast, for telling me about it. I logged on to Xfinity.com, and this was, like, one of the first things that popped up. And I was like, oh, my God, that is so cool. I never knew that they didn't make left turns. But, so that's what I learned. UPS does not make left turns, and the reason why is to avoid any safety hazards and to reduce their carbon footprint.
All right.
What can brown do for you? Go green.
Oh.
So what did you learn today?
Can't go green without brown.
You right?
I learned that it is scientifically proven that cats really are assholes.
Okay. How was it scientifically proven?
So, there was a study done on house cats some scientists or catologists or whatever, researchers, they called them, researchers observed 20 cats in their homes for 8 months to monitor how the cats recognize and respond to human voices that call out their names. 50 to 70% of the cats acknowledge the sound of their owner's voice by moving their head or pricking up their ears, but only 10% actually responded to the call by meowing or moving their tails. So they recognize your voice over a stranger's, but they really just don't care.
They just don't give a shit
about what you have to say. And it turns out that cats aren't evolved to become domesticated enough to obey human orders. And this is according to a study by the University of Tokyo. And they suggest that the reason for this is because cats were historically loners who essentially domesticated themselves. Aww. There are some other things, like they're good for cuddling. It's been proven that petting may stress out felines, so they avoid it. They don't really like
to be pet. Attention. Oh, wow.
So if they rub against you, it's not because they're feeling you or anything like that. They're just marking their territory when they want to.
Aw, hell.
So they have an extreme sense of smell. So they want every cat to know that, listen, this is my human. You can't come up on my human. You smell me. You smell me on him or her.
And it's mine. Get out of here.
They're very antisocial, and it seems that, you know, like, people like to say, even though we know dogs are smart, people like to say that cats might be smarter than dogs, and it turns out that dogs might be more intelligent than cats because they know how to make friends.
Damn it. Yeah. The
University of Oxford study found that dogs are more social animals, and they develop larger brains in order to adapt to the demands of a socializing culture. Cats thrive in more solitary cultures, and thus have brains that have not developed rapidly over time. And if you need any more proof that cats are bad than making friends, there's like tons of videos where they have them stealing dog beds or refusing to let their canine friends or whatever get past them.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So this is something that I've actually done with my sister's cat. What I would do is I would blink at her, thinking that, like, if I blink, like, really slow, and she blinks really slow back, that means she's going to fall asleep. But it turns out that that's their way of giving people a kiss.
Aw, so kitty kisses.
So if they slow blink at you, they're giving you a kiss. But if they stare back at you, you're not welcome.
Oh, girl, cat stares are awful.
They are, because they will, like, look at you like, what the fuck are you looking
at? What are you looking at? Why are you here?
At me, right? What are you doing here? You're in my space. Leave, die.
Yeah, leave, die. Basically, when they stare at you, it's like, leave and die. Like, don't come back.
And also, if you happen to, if we mentioned die, if you happen to die alone with your cat, they will eat you.
Ew.
After about 2 to 3 days.
Oh my god.
So, just a little fun facts about cats that I learned.
Ugh, gross. It won't hesitate to eat you. That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually awful. It says that they'll wait a day or two, and this phenomenon is called postmortem predation.
So are they, like, eating you for you to be a part of them or just to eat you?
Because there's no one there to fill their bowls.
Oh, okay. Got it. And yeah. The cat needs to eat.
The cat needs to eat.
Well, I do know, what I have heard, though, is that, like, cats, their way of saying, like, thank you for letting me live here is that if you live in an area where there's things to hunt, like, you know, birds, mice, things like that, they'll go and they'll, like, kill it and bring it to you. And it's like, hey, here's something for you to cook. Thank you for allowing me to stay in your home.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and my ex-boyfriend, he told me that his cat would do that all the time. Like, she would get, they had bunnies in his backyard. Like, he lived next to, like, I don't know, some woody area. and a lot of bunnies would be in his backyard, and his cat would, like, capture the bunnies and then would bring them home and, like, leave them on the back doorstep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Messed up.
Yeah, there'd be, like, a dead... Once every 2 months, there'd be a dead bunny.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's... I learned that that's their way of saying thank you for allowing them to, you know, live in your home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aww.
Well, that's what we have, all I have about cats.
Okay. Well, it's good to know that dogs are smarter than cats. Ha 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 ha.
Rude.
I know my baby's smarter than a damn cat. Shoot. I do love cats, though. I don't know if I would love it enough to live in my house, though. Cats are stinky.
Okay.
Yeah. I can love them from a distance. Just like they love humans from a distance.
There you go.
Yeah. I'll slow blink at a cat. So, moving on. Oh, it is TV time. Yes. Like always, we hope you did your homework and did all your chores. Because it's time to talk about TV. What are we talking about today on TV Girl, Time?
American Horror Story Freak Show premiered this week. Whoa. And OMFG.
OMFG, for real. Like, whoa.
Listen, if you ain't watched the show, that's your fault. Spoilers, that show came on days ago.
Right, like, get with
literally it. Literally days ago.
Yeah. By the time you listen to this, it came on days ago. So, too bad. Too bad. You know what? I'm not going to apologize for spoiler alerts for spoiling anything anymore. Why? Because if we're talking about it, we've already watched it. Like, it was already able for you to watch. Only show maybe I would have, like, felt bad about ruining is Survivor's Remorse, because it, like, aired, like, way before.
Yeah.
That's it. But if it's been on TV already, I'm not apologizing anymore.
Okay.
Fuck being humble.
Ooh.
Tired of it.
She's not her Ray J.
I am. I'm part of the money team.
Girl.
Anyway, this show is, whoa. Like, the opening sequence, well, it's not, it came on, like, maybe 5 or 7 minutes after the show started. It is creepy, and I do not want to watch that every episode. It was like a bunch of, like, claymation, but it was so weird. It was really weird. The music was weird. It was scary.
Let's talk about how this milkman just went up in the house. Like, what happens to leaving the milk at the door?
Leave the milk at the door and go on about your business. Look, the milk in the front door, it's spoiled. Clearly, she didn't want the milk that you brought last week. So take your ass back into your milk truck and go home. What are you doing?
He went all up through the house.
Had a rolling pin in his hand.
Who are you killing with a rolling pin after you see someone stabbed up?
Stabbed. She stabbed on the ground. What are you doing?
Bruh. Get your ass out of here.
Yo. And so then we get introduced to this two-headed lady. They're, you know, Siamese twins, I guess. But, and, it's, what's her name? Sarah Paulson?
Mm-hmm.
They did an amazing job with the effects for this, because this person, she really looks like she's a two-headed woman. And
I was looking, like, at the screen, like, where is there, like, a, you know how they have those funny wave lines?
Right, yeah, you trying to see the glitch? It's perfect. Now, I wonder if she had, like, a big crick in her neck for the left one, the left twin, because she's always got to carry her head to the left.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, like, you know, after she would record every episode or film every episode, I'm wondering if she had, like, a crick in her neck from having to hold it to the left for so long. It is, I mean, she looks phenomenal. And I do, what I love about the two-headed lady is that, like, the left twin is a little bit more naive and sweet and fun. And you can tell in the, like, her voice even changes. It's, like, more fun and bubbly and sweet. And the other one's, like, really stern and really, you know, like, matter of fact. And her voice changes, too. So, first of all, kudos to you, Sarah Paulson. Or, is that her name, Sarah Paulson?
I never really knew her name.
Okay, I think it's Sarah Paulson. And I hope she wins, I don't know, some kind of, you know, Academy Award, because just from that, like, that's amazing. The show, of course, is filmed beautifully. What's the director's name of the show, or the creator's name of the show?
Ryan Murphy.
Awesome. Awesome. He was the one who did Nip Tuck too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The cinematography for the show is always, is just amazing. The colors are great. They pop. The casting is awesome. What do you think about Jessica Lange?
She always plays great characters on the show.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the Asylum series, but I saw all the other ones, the other two.
Mm-hmm.
And she's great. I think she's so great for the show. Like, she's so devious and so evil.
Yeah.
She plays evil so well. It's disgusting.
Yes. And she just has this little, her face is just like the kind of face that just like sneaky, always doing something bad, mischievous, you know, very, what's the word I'm looking for? Manipulative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her name is Sarah Paulson.
Sarah Paulson. Okay. Yeah. Jessica Lange is just amazing. She was perfectly casted for this show. And Ari and I were talking, and Ari was like, you know, she's really 95 years old. And I believe it. She's a real vampire. She's a real life vampire. Vampire walking amongst us.
Oh.
Yes. She's old. However, she looks good for her old.
No, she's 60. She's born in 49.
Okay.
So she's not as old as I thought she was.
She looks good. She looks good. And you guys just got to watch it. They've got a lot of freaks. There's this one man that was on there, and I want to know if he was real or if that was computer effects too. He didn't have like elbows and arms. Like he didn't have any extension from the elbow. It was just like arm, no elbow, and then hand.
These have all got to be effects.
Because I was like, whoa, is this a real person? And then, like, the little Indian lady, she was real, wasn't she?
I'm going to assume she was real.
Oh, she's so cute. I want to take her home and put her in my pocket.
I think that was, like, the consensus that everyone wanted to take her home.
She was so cute. Oh, my gosh. She's so cute.
What I thought was crazy, because, you know, like, first of all, when they went into the room or the house, you know, like with all the ladies there, and they went to go see the guy in his room, the lobster claw hand guy.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, when the girl was going down there, I was like, how does she know which room to go to? Because it seemed like this was her first time going there.
Right, but she
and
was,
then he
she
went and
right
he did
it.
His thing, you know, did his thing.
Ew.
I was like, I hope he washed his little claw hand.
Right.
Before the first customer, because yuck.
But, and my thing is like, what kind of weirdos are doing that? Like, oh, I'm finna go to my friend Beverly's house to go get finger fucked by some man with lobster hands. Like, what?
Disgusting.
This is gross. Like, how do you even plan this? Like.
Oh, and we didn't even talk about the clown.
The clown? First of all, I don't know the girl's name, but why didn't you run to your boyfriend immediately when you saw him coming up? He's a dirty looking clown. Your boyfriend would not hire some nasty, dusty looking clown like that.
He looks like a real freak show clown. Twisty the clown.
Right. Hop your ass into that car. Tell Billy to rev up the engine and let's go.
Gosh.
Like, y'all should have been gone.
And who hires someone on a picnic?
Girl, Elsa, or whatever the fuck her name was, she's dumb. She's dumb. And that's why now her ass is in that little chicken coop in the van.
Right, he knocked her the fuck out.
He sure did. Ooh.
And I knew it was coming, and I was like, I don't want to see this. I
didn't want to see it. I didn't want to see it, girl. He had them pins. I was like, he about to fuck y'all up with these pins. When he pulled out that first one, I was like, I thought he was going to just hit her in the face right there. And I was like, oh.
Clowns got to do their little show.
I guess so. And that's what he did. And then he scared the hell out of me. He's creepy. He's creepy. And he's not even a part of the freak show. Or not yet. Not that we know of.
Well, listen, I can't wait to see who he really is.
Me too.
In this Vulture recap, they said that they bet it's Nancy Grace.
my God.
And then I bet I know who Twisty is. I bet it's Nancy Grace. I don't have a lot of evidence yet, but somewhere deep inside it makes a whole lot of sense. The passed on smile, the bizarro hair, the fascination with kidnapped pretty blonde teens. Holy shit, Nancy Grace is Twisty the Clown. It's going to be a long season, but we have one mystery solved already.
That's a great theory. Great theory.
Oh,
that is so funny.
It is gonna be a good season, and I believe I've read that they have like all of the people that they had in season 3 signed on for this season. So people who are all in Coven are signed on for Freak Show. So that means that we'll probably see, of course, Angela Bassett again. We already saw Kathy Bates.
Yes,
Spirited Lady. We'll probably see Gabourey Sidibe. And that other girl.
That other girl. I don't remember her name. The girl who played the little detective who used to like tomato sandwiches.
Tomato sandwiches?
Yeah, she played it when she was younger. She used to be, she was in a movie where she was like
Mary Spy?
Yeah. And she liked tomato sandwiches.
What? She was on there?
Yeah, she was on there last year.
Really?
Yeah, she was the one who thought that she was going to be the next,
That's Emma Roberts.
Emma Roberts?
Yeah, Harriet the Spy was Michelle Trachtenberg. She wasn't on the show.
I'm wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, girl.
Emma Roberts' name was the one who came back to life, right? And her throat was slit?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's Emma Roberts.
No. Michelle Trachtenberg was not on it last season, because I'm looking at this girl, and this is the girl that was on it last season. Who was Emma Roberts?
She played Madison. Madison was the one who was, like, the mean girl in the coven. Is that the one who you're talking about?
I'm trying to see her picture now, because I don't know. Oh, yeah. You're right. Well, then, what, Michelle Trachtenberg wasn't on the show?
Uh-uh.
Ooh, child, I'm mixing them all up. All these white people look alike, girl.
They do look alike. Say it.
Well, what show was I watching that she was on?
Gossip Girl, Blast from the Past?
I don't know. There was a show that I was watching that she was on where she was just a nasty girl.
Hmm.
And I'm mixing the two up. Huh.
She'll be on the show too.
Maybe. Yeah, that's the girl I was talking about, Emma Roberts. Hopefully she'll come back.
Yeah, I thought she was pretty good.
she might have, because that guy, Lobster Claw, isn't that her fiance? In real life?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, because I know that the guy who played the dead boy, you know, he came back to life.
Oh,
they were dating in real life.
Because he had dark hair.
Yeah, I think that's him. But I know that they had like so much, you know, drama. Like she beat him up or something last season.
That was too much.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's who I was hoping to come back, Emma Roberts.
Got it.
Hopefully, because I did like her last season.
Yeah.
Dang, what was it that Michelle Trachtenberg was on that I'm mixing her up with? I'm going to think about it and I'm going to figure it out. Anywho.
Okay.
That is so funny.
I'm totally ready to see what American Horror Story is going to bring this season.
Yes, definitely. It's going to be so good.
I'd go too.
It's going to be amazing. I'm excited. Definitely excited. Anywho. Well, what's our next segment?
Our next segment is LOL, and we'll run through this a little quickly. Because we love to laugh.
Definitely.
And we love to laugh fast. So, I saw this post on BuzzFeed. And I be trying not to go on BuzzFeed, but their shit is just too good. That's what she said. this post called The 22 Coldest Things That Have Happened. And it's about, like, when someone texts you or they make a status and you give, like, the worst possible response that you could ever give them. And this shit is hilarious. So, in one of them, someone texts this. I'm assuming it's a girl. And they said, "You up?" They respond, "Yeah." Do you want to come over to my place? Just kidding. I'm sleeping. Bye.
What?
Oh, man. These are just so rude. It's hilarious. Someone texts someone, miss you. They respond, I don't care.
Wow.
Another one texts someone, I want to see you, with the heart eyes and the smiley face. The person responds, go on my Instagram. Too much. My favorite one, though, is the very last pictures that they get. This is like a 4 or 5 screenshot pictures. This person texted, hey, good morning, different messages, do you want to hang out tonight? Hey, several times in the same day, every day in 2012. Let me count.
This is ridiculous.
They sent 43 text messages that, sorry, 42 text messages that went unanswered.
My God.
From the course of March 13th, 2012 until July 2nd, 2012. The person finally responded August 12th, 2013, so almost a year and a half later, and they said, hey, sorry, I was in the shower.
Wow, that was a very long shower.
That was extremely long. You should come out a raisin.
You should just be washed away at this point.
After that.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the worst message you've ever sent to someone?
I don't know. I'm pretty mean, so I don't know what's the worst message I've ever sent.
So have you ever taken, like, longer than a couple days to respond to someone's text?
Mm-mm, no, I don't do that. That annoys me when people do that to me.
I've done that. The longest I waited was, like, 2 weeks, though.
You purposely did that?
I just didn't feel like responding.
What was it that you didn't want to respond to?
I didn't want to talk to that person.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't had any feuds, which is great. I haven't had any problems with anyone where I would feel that I don't want to respond to them in the same day.
I mean, I didn't have a problem with this person. I just literally did not want to talk to them.
Oh, okay. I've never had that.
It was some guy at the time, and they texted something like, hey, and then like 2 weeks later, I was like, oh, hi. And then they, like, text me back, like, those like, the angry face emojis and stuff. And I was like, what? Like, I'm here now.
Yeah, I've never done that. I haven't had anybody that I just didn't want to talk to. Clear, if you would know I don't want to talk to you, so then you wouldn't text me.
Okay.
Yeah. I just make it very clear.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you have to do that, but some of these responses are so funny.
They are hilarious.
I mean, I'm not going to send anyone these text messages, but I kind of wish I could. just to see what kind of reaction that they'll give back. Which is rude, but whatever.
Somebody said, I miss talking to you. I wish I could say the same. Oh, hi. Who are you?
What do you think is worse? You think it's worse to not respond? Or do you think it's worse to respond in a mean way so then they know how you feel?
I think it's worse to not respond.
I think so, too.
I'd rather just say what you got to say. I think it's pretty, I don't know. I'm not about passive aggressiveness. So if you're upset, just say that you're upset. Like, look, I don't want to talk to you. Instead of, you know, going, days or whatever, like, you purposely don't answer their text. Like, I feel like that's just actually expelling more energy to, like, purposely think, like, oh, I'm not going to text them today. I'll wait 2 weeks. I'll wait 3 weeks. Oh, yeah. Like, I think, yeah, that's just expelling more energy. Look, if I don't want to talk to your fuck ass, I'm going to say that. Like, well, I don't know why you texting me because I don't want to talk to you. Bye. And then they can keep, and then once I say that, like, if you keep texting me, then I won't give you a response after that. But once I've said to you that I don't want to speak to you and don't text me again, that's it. I'm just really like, just get to it and be done with it already.
Oh man, well, this is one of my favorite posts of the week so far.
Yes, hilarious. These are so funny. I love this. I love this. Oh, can I make you feel good? In what ways? Whatever way you want me to. Financially.
Do that?
Ah, what you doing tonight? Not you. Damn it.
That damn it is so funny.
I like it. Damn it. Oh my gosh. Somebody says, hey, smiley face. Error, your message cannot be sent. The ex you're trying to reach has moved on. Error, number 2 years wasted. Wow.
Crazy.
Let's ask the magic conch if I give a fuck. No. Oh my gosh. They use SpongeBob. Don't bring SpongeBob into your foolishness. and they use like a shell emoji. That's funny.
That is funny.
I'm gonna have to use that. The magic conch. How do you pronounce it? Do you pronounce it conch or conch?
I say conch.
Oh. It's so weird to me.
I mean, but it's not something that I say though.
I know, but like when they said magic conch on SpongeBob, I was like, it's conch. Like, what are you talking about? It's a conch shell.
I don't know.
I guess that, but you know, I be saying word, but no, conch is how everybody pronounces it down south. I know sometimes I say words a little differently. However, conch is how everybody says conch. Like, I don't know what conch is. So, like, the first time I heard it, I was like, what the hell is a conch shell? And I was like, wait, are they talking about conch? Like, what are y'all talking about? But, okay. I don't know if it's tomato, tomato. That word. I'm going to look it up on dictionary.com.
That's a good one.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think it's cocktail time.
Yeah. What's our drink?
It's called the Twisted Sisters. And we are paying homage to American Horror Freak Show. American Horror Story Freak Show. So what you're going to need is you're going to be making simple syrup. And if you've listened to our show ever, you should know how to make simple syrup by now. And if this is your first time, you know, listening to us, go back and listen to another episode where we had simple syrup and you'll figure out how to make it. So you're going to need a cup of sugar, a cup of water, and that's for the simple syrup. To make the cocktail, you're going to need 3 thick lime slices, 1/2 ounce of simple syrup, 1/2 ounce of lemon juice. We would suggest Meyer lemons, but those might be hard to find, especially if you don't live in an area with really good produce, because those are like uppity lemons. So they're an uppity lemon. They're very pretty, but you can just get a regular lemons. Mm.
Lemons.
1 ounce of unsweetened coconut milk, 1 1/2 ounces of vodka, 1 to 2 ounces of ginger beer, and then you're going to need additional lime slices for the garnish. So you already know how to make simple syrup. And to make the drink, what you're going to do is you're going to muddle the limes in the simple syrup and cocktail shaker until the limes are juiced. Then fill the cocktail shaker with ice and then add the lemon juice, coconut milk, and vodka. Shake for 10 seconds. Strain into a Collins glass filled with ice, top with ginger beer, and then add the lime slices to the garnish if desired. And then serve with a straw. It's going to be like a milky, frothy drink. Very fresh and bright. It's fallish, but it's still clinging on to summer a little bit because we're right there in that middle area of summer to fall. So this is a perfect drink for that. And it's a perfect drink, honestly, because it looks like a freak show. To drink while you're watching American Horror Story. So next week, fix yourself a Twisted Sisters.
I'm here for it.
Me too. All right. Well, is that the end of our show?
That is the end of our show.
All right.
Episode 82 has come to a close.
And that's it. So where can we find you, Ari?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ariel Cherie. What about you, ZD?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram as well. Lucky Stars, LuckyStarz. And where can we find the show, Ari?
You can find the show at catnapsandcognac.podbean.com. You can find us on iTunes, the Spreaker Network, Catnaps and Cognac. You can tweet us, catnaps, the letter N, cognac, or you can send us an email at catnaps.andcognac. thefoodpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Any ideas you have, any feedback, please send us a review or rate us on iTunes. That would be very helpful, and we would appreciate it so much.
Definitely. All right. Well, I guess that's it.
All right. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.